Today is a big day for the pizzerias of America. In the midst of all that Super Bowl watching, there will be a lot of pizza ordering. And with every pizza delivered across this great land, there is one question. How should one consume a slice? Dan Pashman is the host of the Sporkful Food Podcast and the Cooking Channel web series, You're Eating It Wrong. He joins us now from our studios in New York to answer the question, how does one eat a slice of pizza? Hey, Dan.
Hi, Rachel.
All right, before we get crazy, let's run through some of the traditional, perhaps obvious, approaches to pizza slice eating.
Yeah, I mean, look, option one, pretty clear. You could just put it in your mouth
yes,
and eat
you could.
It. Then there's the fold, which is a classic. That's one that I happen to like. And then, of course, there is the fork and knife option.
I mean, that's a little bit controversial, though, isn't it? I heard the new mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, actually got in trouble when he was kind of caught eating pizza with a fork and knife.
It was a big deal here, no question. It even necessitated a Maureen Dowd column. But I'll actually defend Mayor de Blasio and the fork and knife. But I actually spoke to a much higher authority about this, 82-year-old New York pizza legend Patsy Grimaldi. Here's how he and his wife Carol described their approach to eating a slice.
I'm a folder.
I start with a fork and knife and then work my way to folding.
I do the same exact thing. I start off with a fork and knife, and as soon as it's so easy to handle, I shove it in my mouth.
So I have a feeling you might have some more creative options up your sleeve.
There are other options out there. There's one that I call the Travolta, popularized by John Travolta in the opening credits of Saturday Night Fever, where you put one slice right on top of another slice and eat them together.
Whew.
It's decadent. I don't love it, though, first because it means you're going to run out of pizza faster, which is not a positive outcome. And then also the steam from the bottom slice could come up and reduce the crisp of the crust from the top slice.
Ooh.
One more I'll give you. And I mean, I trust that you're sitting down here, Rachel.
I am. I'm prepared.
Are you ready for the inside out fold?
I don't know what that means, but
take
tell
a slice of pizza and fold it inside out so the cheese and sauce are on the outside. And that way those ingredients will touch your tongue directly and those flavors would be accentuated.
That is disastrous.
It holds together a lot better than you think. But you're not the only person who's skeptical. I ran this by Mr. and Mrs. Grimaldi, who are pretty old school. This was their reaction.
No, that couldn't be done. All the ingredients will fall off if you fold the opposite way.
It's not glued. It's a movable object, so they're going to fall off.
Where's the pepperoni going to go?
Look, it's true that it does not work so well with pizza that has toppings on it, but great pizza doesn't need toppings.
Okay, that's debatable. Dan Pashman is the host of the Sporkful Food Podcast. Hey, Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rachel. Well, you can-